Psalm 145, David's Psalm of Praise. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry, and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Truly the Lord is great, and his greatness is unsearchable. Men shall speak of the might of his terrible acts, and I will declare his greatness. Oh, how great is the Lord! Great in goodness, great in mercy, great in righteousness, and great in his grace. For the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. One generation shall praise his works to another, and shall declare his mighty acts. And I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. Oh, there's none like the Lord, great in glory, and great in power. He has broken forth out of heaven, and established righteousness and truth in the earth. He has brought the glory of his everlasting kingdom down to be received in the hearts and spirits of men. He has broken the power of sin and death upon the cross of Calvary, and he has risen from the dead to ascend back on high, where he sits as king and mediator of the new and better covenant. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. And he has called the weak, the poor in spirit, and he has comforted the repentant and the broken in heart, that he might purify those that call upon him in truth. For it is the Lord that upholdeth all that fall, and he raiseth up all those that be bowed down. And he turns us into men that will speak of his glorious honor and majesty. He transforms us into saints that will bless him in his name and that will speak of the glory of his kingdom and talk of his power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. For his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion endureth throughout all generations. Oh, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Praise him, like the holy apostles and prophets who preach the unsearchable riches of Christ, of his greatness, and his glory, and his goodness that shall endure forevermore. Hallelujah. So let us not fear the reproach of men. Let us not fear their revilings and persecutions, but let us fear the Lord and depart from evil, so that we might be worthy by the blood and word and spirit of Christ to inherit his kingdom. For he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. And let us not love the things of this world. Let us not set our hearts on the earthly things. But let us love the Lord with all our hearts and choose to cleave to him. For the Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. And the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. He gives us our meat in due season. He opens his hand and satisfies our inner desires like nothing in this world can. So let us be like David. Let our mouths speak the praise of the Lord. Let us extol him, our God and our King. Let us bless his name forever and ever. Every day, let us bless him and praise his name forever and ever, for great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. And in the end, all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. Psalm 145.